Static Shift, Beat Frequency, contains coarse language, disturbing content, and is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Your car's stereo or headphones are recommended for the optimal listening experience.
Lizzie!
Danny!
Daddy, where are you?
Lizzie!
Danny! Danny!
Bill.
Static. Shift.
Greetings, my fellow companions of the night. Have you ever found yourself judging a book by its cover? A common enough behavior any one of us could be susceptible to. But in the words of a wise old man I once knew, many of the truths we cling to depend greatly on our own point of view. You could say it's all a matter of perspective.
Morning, Sally.
Morning, Lisa. I assume my 8 o'clock is in my office already?
He is. He arrived not but 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
Sally, you normally don't do your first meeting until 9. Something up?
Something's always up in this town.
Quick reminder, Judge Peterson is expecting your call at 11.
I remember. Can you run next door and make me 3 copies of this police report, 2 of the certificates, and 4 of Form 3C.
And your usual medium with 3 creams, 2 sugars?
Better make it 3 sugars. It's gonna be an interesting day. Thanks, Lise.
Have fun.
Go copy things.
Back in a few.
Mr. Allen.
Miss Epstein. So you want to fill me in on why I'm going to be an hour and a half late for work today?
Cut the shit, James. You know why you're here. Well, how bad is it?
How bad is what?
Your hand, James. How bad is it?
It'll be fine.
Oh, show it to me.
I don't think that's necessary.
Show it to me.
Oh, my God. Here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Happy?
You're unfreaking believable. Am I happy? 3 years. Clean sobriety reports. 16 consecutive weeks of anger management completed, 7 of which notate, and I quote, excellent participation in group discussions, 2 months of volunteer community service at St. Mary's, non-court ordered, 10 completed therapy sessions with Sister Margaret and Father Garcia.
Your point?
Help me understand, James. You've done so much, and with everything you've been through. Why?
Why what?
Black eye. Oh, cracked rib. And a concussion. Oh, that's impressive. I guess that explains your hand.
Yes. Our good friend Bill.
This isn't funny, James. You did a real number on him.
Oh, give me a freaking break, Sal. If it were any other father out there, they'd have done the same damn thing, and you know it.
You could be in a world of shit here. You see all these nice reports, all this work you've put in, literally everything you've done to show you deserve custody of Lizzie could go up in smoke.
Yeah. Well, guess that'll track, won't it? I mean, what's one more shitty day?
No, James, it's not one more shitty day. We're talking potentially serious repercussions here.
He's an asshole!
Yes, he is an asshole! He was an asshole when we were in school together. He was an asshole when his daddy hired him at a dealership. He was an asshole when he stole your wife. And he's an asshole now. It's never going to change. I know it. The whole town knows it, and no one takes him or his bullshit seriously. So why do you? He's an idiot, James. An insufferable, no-talent trust fund baby. Nobody likes him. Nobody ever liked him. And Joanne didn't leave you for him. She left you for his money.
Don't you think I know that? God! Between that and then losing my mom and the house, and now I'm in this custody battle. I can't compete here, Sally. He gives her everything she needs to look like a perfect mother in front of the judge. He was so convinced that I would just sit there. Just like in high school. I would just sit there and take his shit. Well, you know what? I was done.
What happened?
He's working late, and something is happening there that's pissing him off. I don't know if he's getting fired soon or yelled at, but he won't talk with me about it. Like an hour later than normal. He's at O'Brien's. Because we don't keep it in the house. We agreed to that after Tabby was born. No, I don't know. It's not a bump, Mother, and I didn't fall. God, can't you see that? He's beating the shit out of me. I don't know. A while now, I guess. He just gets so mad, and it's always work, or... No, not every day.
Mommy?
Oh, Jesus. No, Mom, it's Tabby. Hang on. Sweetie, Mommy's on the phone right now. What do you need?
Can I have a snack?
No, baby, we're having dinner in a little bit. Why don't you run upstairs and push play on your new tape? Mommy needs to finish talking to Grammy, okay?
Okay.
I'm back. No, Mother. What do you mean, what did I do? This is no different than when Dad did this to you. Yes, he did, Mother. Oh, my God. I can't do this anymore. Not again.
Hi, I'm Sally. And I'm going on an adventure today. Are you the friend who's coming with me?
Yeah.
That's great! We're going on a canoe down the river. We're gonna see lots of forest friends. Do you want to see some forest friends?
Uh-huh.
That's wonderful! Are your parents here with you now?
No, Mommy's on the phone in the kitchen.
Okay, will she be long?
She's crying again. I'll be alone until Daddy gets home.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tabby.
It's okay.
Did you make any new friends at school today?
Uh-huh.
That's so good, Tabby. What's your friend's name?
Lizzie.
That's a pretty name. You both have pretty names. Say, Tabby, do you think Lizzie would want to be friends?
Yeah.
That's great. Can you do something for me? But it'll have to be our little secret. Just us girls, okay?
Okay.
After the end of the tape, put it in your backpack and take it with you to school tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
But your mommy and daddy, teacher can't know because they won't let us be friends. So you're gonna put the tape in Lizzie's backpack during school tomorrow, okay?
Okay, Sally.
So, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna put the tape in Lizzie's backpack.
And who are we not gonna tell?
I'm not gonna tell Mommy and Daddy and Sister Robert.
Good girl. You're so smart, Tabby. I just love you so much.
I love you too, Sally.
So, after Lizzie has the tape, do you want to go on a trip with me?
Yeah.
That's good, sweetie. That's so good. Here's what we'll do.
Well, I'll be damned. Look what the cat dragged in.
Hey, Jim.
How you been, boy? Ain't seen you around here since, well, last time you and your mama were in. She was a good lady. You doing all right, son?
One day at a time.
The usual for you?
Not tonight, Jim. How about a root beer and some fries? Extra crispy.
Ha! You're getting to be more like your daddy than I'm comfortable with. Joey, fries, crispy. How is the old man?
He's got Lizzie over at the house for dinner with him and my grandma.
God, that old lady's gonna outlive us all. Poor bastard got his hand full tonight.
And he wouldn't have it any other way. Look, I'm gonna get a table tonight, Jim.
Here's your soda. Joey will have your fries up in a couple minutes.
Thanks.
What you got there, Alan?
It's some notes from my sessions with Sister Margaret.
Well, you tell the good sister to ask the big man to hold my spot upstairs.
You know, Jim, you're always welcome to join us at church.
I take it back. You're way too much like your old man. Between you two, y'all have me serving communion.
Roll out the red carpet, peasants. The king of the dealerships has arrived. Oh, yeah, hey.
Ah, shit.
Bill?
Jim?
Sounds like you had a good day.
You're damn right it was a good day. Cleared 55,000 in sales, baby. All 5 4x4s driven off the lot. Best sales day of the year! Woo!
Your daddy must be proud, Bill. Good on you.
The old man's never happy about anything. But screw that old codger. Today is the first step in knocking his ass off the throne. That Dealer of the Year award is as good as mine.
What are you having?
I'll take a beer. Matter of fact, round for everyone! Everyone except this guy over here.
And here we go.
Evening, Alan.
Bill.
How's things?
Fine. Yourself?
Oh, I'm sure you heard. I made a killing today.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone all the way down Fifth Avenue heard you.
Bill, here's your beer.
Yeah, thanks. So, Alan, what you got there? Some homework from Sister Maggie? What? You trying to score some nun tail now that your wife ran off with me?
Bill, is there something I can do for you? Because I'm kind of busy over here.
Aw, take it easy, Alan. We're all adults here. I'm just messing with you. Live a little. Come swim in the deep end once in a while. Maybe it'll help unlodge that stick in your ass.
Hey, Bill, why don't you come watch the game at the bar and order something?
No. It's fine, Jim. He's right. Maybe I should live a little.
Well, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, after all, it is my ex you're running around with, so you'd know all about swimming in the deep end, wouldn't you?
Oh, he has jokes. Look at that. What? You think your shit's funny? You think you got something on me, you little bitch?
I think you better take a step back.
Or what? What are you gonna do, Alan? You don't want to disappoint your nun girlfriend after all that anger management, do you? Yeah, I know all about that. You wanna guess how? Because my family owns this town, and I'm fixing to be its new king. So why don't you get with the program like your wife does and get down on your knees and start sucking?
You know what, Bill? From the smell of things, I think your little celebration started long before you got here. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll leave you to your beers.
Oh, that's right, Alan. No shame in forfeit. After all, you should be used to losing to me by now. Hey, maybe when I get home, your wife and I will do a little victory line and smoke a little Chiba in your honor. Before I bend her over.
All right, Bill, that's enough.
No, it's not enough. You know why, Alan? 'Cause you're a loser. You've always been a loser, and you'll never get over on people like me.
People like you and your daddy are gonna be the reason why this town goes to shit. And you call me the loser? Tell me, what have I lost?
I got your woman.
You got my leftovers. Try again, asshole. You got a whole audience here. Educate me, Bill.
I am better than you in every way. Stronger. Faster. Richer. I always have been, and I always will be. And I'll make sure that next Tuesday, Joanne will have enough green to guarantee full custody. But don't worry, Ellen. I'll be a good father to Lizzie. And maybe when she's old enough, she can call me her daddy, too.
Alan, that's enough. Get a hold of yourself. Jesus, boy.
Now you listen to me, you scum-sucking piece of shit. You so much as lay a finger on my daughter, I'll kill you.
Jeez Louise, I feel like we've been on this road forever. How far out in the sticks is this place? It seems like a friggin' mile between houses.
This is an old country road. It runs long and it's easy to miss a driveway in the rain at this time of night. Keep your eyes open for a mailbox marked 615. Should be the Allen place.
Okay. Hey, so do you know Will?
Will? You don't mean William Patterson? The hiring manager?
Yeah, the guy who always wears the boots. He's kind of cute.
If you say so.
So, I've been working with Bobby these past 2 weeks, and he thinks I'm, you know, ready for my final evaluation?
Mm-hmm.
He was kinda nervous that I'd get you to test me, but I think you're pretty cool.
Thanks.
Hey, there's 614. I think the next house is the place.
Good job spotting that. This storm's getting worse.
You know what? After we're done, we should totally hit O'Brien's for drinks. My treat. We can celebrate my official welcoming into the fold. We are totally gonna crush this assignment. You know why? Because we are bad bitches. That, and we also...
All right! Shut up!
Now listen very carefully. You and me, we're not friends. We're not drinking buddies. We're not gal pals. We're co-workers. Understand?
I'm sorry.
How did you even find this job? We don't even have an application process. Whose face did you shake your big tits in to get hired anyway?
You know what? I don't care. Right now, I'm in charge, and your continued employment comes down to two options. Do I have your attention?
Mm-hmm.
Option one. You get out of this van and you walk your glittered ass back to town. Option two, you keep your mouth shut and listen to every goddamn thing I have to say. And maybe you'll be a well-paid full-time agent once I submit your evaluation. Now, are you going to leave or listen?
Listen.
Now we're gonna make our way up this driveway. And when we go inside, you're probably gonna see some shit that'll keep you up at night, questioning your life choices. But that's the job. And you will keep quiet about everything you see and do here, per your contract. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. You see that bag behind you? Get the masks out and put one on.
Okay.
Look, I get it. It's a lot of pressure, doing what we do and never speaking of it to anyone, ever. But that's why the paycheck is so good. I guess in its own twisted way. Yeah. If you can handle it, it does make you a bad bitch. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Good. And let's make you a bad bitch.
Oh, James. I'm sorry.
It didn't matter. He already said it in front of all those people. So, I knocked his ass out.
And... what did it solve? What did that do for you?
Everything.
It's open, Lisa.
I got the forms and that coffee, Sally.
Thanks, Lise.
Hi, James.
Hey, Lise.
Lizzie doing okay?
Yeah. Hey, thanks again for that bear.
when she was sick last week. She really liked it.
Good. Tell her I'll see her again real soon.
I will.
You know each other?
Yeah, our families go to church together. She likes to spoil Lizzie and some of the other kids.
Huh. I didn't even know she liked kids. Anyway.
So, what happens now?
Well, here's the part where I tell you how lucky you are.
Lucky?
See, I already knew what happened at O'Brien's. Turns out Judge Peterson was there with his granddaughter just three tables behind you, and he witnessed the whole thing.
Ah, shit. Well, that's, that's unfortunate.
No. The judge didn't just witness what happened. He heard every nasty little thing that came out of Bill's incredibly stupid mouth. So, let's just say an investigation was launched. Now you see, right, how this puts him between a rock and a hard place with your custody hearing. I have a meeting with him and Joanne's attorney at 11. I'm supposed to find out what the investigation turned up.
Oh. Sal, I am so tired. I'm so tired. I'm not even asking for a win anymore. I just need a break.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Lizzie?
Daddy? Where are you?
I'm right here, baby.
Daddy, where are you?
Follow my voice, baby. I'm right here.
Daddy, I can't see you.
Lizzie, I'm right here, baby.
Daddy?
Follow my voice, sweetie.
Daddy, where are you? Daddy, I can't see you.
Come on, baby. Follow my voice.
No, Daddy, please. I'm alone.
You don't have to be alone, baby. I'm right here. Just come to me. Follow my voice. Lizzie. Oh, thank God. Come on. Come on, let's go.
No.
What? Lizzie?
No.
What do you
mean? You're a bad daddy.
You don't mean that, baby.
You're a bad daddy.
But, come on, we've gotta go.
You're a bad daddy.
Lizzie.
Why would you leave me? I'm not going back!
Hey, easy, easy now. Your side. You're hurt really bad.
Lizzie. It took Lizzie.
Who?
The girl. Sally. The tape.
It's all right, Mr. Allen, I believe you. Just tell me what happened.
The TV. Sally spoke to us. It was like a dream. She became some kind of thing.
Like what?
Like a monster. A demon. She wanted Lizzie.
You can't have her.
I tried to keep her safe. She ripped Lizzie from my arms.
It's okay. Then what happened?
And then everything was white. And Lizzie.
And Lizzie?
She was in the TV. And then she was gone. She was gone.
Mr. Allen, put your hand right here. Hold tight. I'll be right back, I promise. Colleen?
What happened?
It's just like you thought. The place is in shambles. It looks like a bomb went off here.
The girl?
She's gone.
And Alan?
He somehow lived through it. He's hurt really bad. I can get him out, but it's going to take time.
No, leave him.
But he needs help.
Listen to me. You need to remain calm. He'll be fine. They'll recover him and keep him alive. Recover the tape and get out. 9 minutes. Go.
Well, my friends, the sun is once again upon us. Light is breaking through the darkness and telling me that it's time to call it a day, literally. As you make your way to and from your places of work and home and socializing, remember to take a minute sometime and ask yourself, who am I really? Something to think about. Until next time.
Static Shift, Beat Frequency, Episode 2, My Friend Perspective. Featuring the voice talents of Larry Trigg as Jim, Nettie Rose as the CB voice, Teresa Apple as attorney Sally Apstein, Tiffany Magnuson as Rebecca Wayne, Rob Sogomonian as Bill, Danielle Card as the evaluator, Tabitha Rickard as Sister Margaret, Aaron Sikalski as Mr. James Allen, Hannah Scribner as the employee and Lizzie, Jason Tibor as the DJ, and Jennifer Kellums as Lisa and my friend Sally. Also featuring the guest voice of Griffin Magnuson as Tabby. Original music score by Jason Tibor. This episode of Static Shift Beat Frequency was written, directed, and edited by Aaron Sikalski in association with Articulate Studios. This has been an Articulate Studios production. Bye, Lise.
Bye, James.
You go to church with his family, right?
Yeah.
Huh. He ever strike you as the hothead type?
Not really. He's normally pretty quiet. When I talk to Lizzie at church, she says Daddy's always sad. I think Lizzie deserves better quality of life. Being thrown in the middle of a custody battle, deadbeat mom, mentally checked out dad. She just deserves better. A lot of those kids do.
It really isn't perfect, I agree. But at least he's trying. Oh, yeah. By the way, did you ever start that, that side job you were telling me about? The thing where you were supposed to help at the lab? Lab, right? Yeah, lab in the evenings?
Oh, that was done a couple weeks ago. It was just a few nights helping some techs run some AV equipment tests.
Oh, was the pay decent?
Yeah. The hours were long, but I learned a lot.
Huh.
Actually, I got everything I wanted out of it.